The title character of the new comedy Juno is a high school student who gets pregnant after deciding to seduce her somewhat shy boyfriend. The film has gotten a lot of buzz, both for its controversial subject matter and the widely hailed performance by Ellen Page as Juno. Film critic David Edelstein has a review.
The best things in the new teen pregnancy comedy Juno are the animated credit sequence and the final shot of a girl and boy strumming guitars on the steps of a suburban house. There are grace notes in between, a lot of them. But sometimes a movie is so obnoxiously false from moment to moment that whatever its charms, it's hard to surrender to it. Those opening credits feature Juno, the heroine, transformed into a wiggly cartoon, the kind that uses real performers as a sort of baseline. The actress is Ellen Page, a magnetic young Canadian, and the filmmakers do an amazing job driving home the idea that this headstrong girl is her own universe. But in the next scene, she buys a pregnancy test from a snarky pharmacist, dips it in her urine in the store bathroom, and emerges ranting about the little plus sign that means it's positive. I know Juno doesn't care what people think. I know she's a poster girl for the MySpace generation, in which there's zero sphere of privacy. But her exhibitionism feels forced, even for her. It's a way for the writer, who goes by the name of Diablo Cody, and the director, Jason Reitman, to push the boundaries. They're nakedly eager to make the film a chick flick Rushmore or Garden State. They want teens to buy the soundtrack and seek out the videos and books and vintage Japanese comics the movie relentlessly references. They want to make them feel so in the know. So what's so bad about that? Nothing, if you don't mind the way the movie comes at you, with a soundtrack that rarely shuts up, and banter like bad Neil Simon with up-to-the-minute slang. In one memorably grisly scene, the pierced receptionist at an abortion clinic robotically goes through her supposedly empathetic spiel and then holds forth on the aroma of her boyfriend's penis. That makes Juno decide not to have that abortion, even though the boy who knocked her up, played by Superbad's Michael Cera, is a noncommittal cipher. Instead, she'll give the baby up for adoption. Her father, played by J.K. Simmons, accompanies her to the McMansion of a well-to-do couple, played by Jennifer Garner and Jason Bateman. And what a little Pop-Tart Juno is.
Hi, I'm Vanessa. You must be Juno, Mr. McGuff.
Hi.
Vanessa.
It's Vanessa, right? Is that...
Thanks for having me and my irresponsible child over to your house.
Oh, no, thank you. Thank you. Come on in. Can I take your coat or your hat?
Ah, yeah, sure. Thanks.
A wicked pick in the Penny Saver, by the way. Super classy, not like those people with fake woods in the background. Honestly, who do they think they're fooling?
You found us in the Penny Saver?
Hi, Mark Loring. I'm the husband.
How you doing? Mac McGuff.
Nice to meet you. Hi.
This is Gerda Rouse, our attorney.
Gerda Rouse.
Hi, nice to meet you.
And this, of course, is Juno.
Like the city in Alaska.
No.
Okay. Done? Should we sit down and get to know one another?
I thought I'd get some drinks. What would anyone like? I have Pellegrino or vitamin water or orange juice with folic acid.
All of them Maker's Mark, please.
She's kidding. Junebug has a wonderful sense of humor, just one of her many genetic gifts.
Juno does have an amusing conceit at its core. The teenage heroine is trying to seem smart and precocious, whereas the 30-ish would-be father, played by Bateman, is trying to stay a kid. And they meet in the middle, and it undermines his marriage. If only the dialogue weren't so cringeworthy, and if the jokes didn't disappear on cue at the end of every major segment when you're supposed to shed a little tear. Jason Reitman was mysteriously acclaimed for his ugly and inept adaptation of Christopher Buckley's Thank You for Smoking, but that movie didn't break out the way Juno will. It's already getting Oscar buzz, and it will certainly make Ellen Page a star. She has a gift for making her motor-mouth lines sound like they're really coming from her head, and an instinct for mixing almost supernatural self-possession with flashes of vulnerability. It's possible her Juno will even become a new archetype, a role model for teenage girls who've long craved their own Ferris Bueller. Brace yourself, folks, for the Juno generation.
David Edelstein is film critic for New York Magazine.